Good morning, listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff Meadows, who's Executive Vice President of the Residential Business at BOU of America. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Kemp?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you really getting with us, because you guys last week had a major announcement, and I wanted to make sure we did an interview about it. Basically, you have joined forces with Armstrong to service the builder markets. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, how long did it take you guys to put this thing together?
Probably been working on it for over a year. We started talking, I guess it was last fall, about ways that maybe we could approach this together and create a program that would be better than the individual pieces apart. So we started down that path, and the more we talked, the more we felt like that there was a need for this. And then I guess maybe in early spring, once we agreed to do something, we decided to go out under confidentiality agreements and talk to a couple of major national builders to make sure that they saw a need for this, and they said absolutely, keep going. So we kept working on it, and as we got closer and closer to getting a program together, towards the end we brought in a couple of builder accounts, a couple of our customers, joint customers, to see what they thought about it under confidentiality agreements. And over the course of the year we were able to put this together, and then we had a chance to talk to some consumers about some of the elements of the program. And we didn't do it we didn't do it in a vacuum. Obviously, went out and talked to all of our different customer components. So we're just we're very excited about it, and we think we have something that the market is actually want.
Yeah. Usually, for a company to be able to bundle products, they've got to make an acquisition or a major investment. And here, you guys have figured out a way of doing it without spending a fortune, I guess, in dollars.
Yeah, it's really worked out great, because during this whole process, it gave us a chance just to really focus in on the carpet side of things and what we needed to do, how our assortment needed to lay out, the kind of incentives that we needed to have. And then they were able to focus on the hard surface. And together, we knew that the brand was very strong. If you look at the brand in flooring, it's by far and away the best brand, whether it's unaided or aided awareness. So the brand is very, very strong. So we knew that was going to be an important piece. But I think as you get into the program and you really see what's all involved in it, you'll find that the brand, hey, that's great that Armstrong now has carpet, but there's a lot of other elements that add to it that make it very, very exciting.
You get to learn from each other. Let's don't forget that Armstrong does, roughly $600 million in the hardwood market. A lot of that is sold direct to the builders. So, if you're going to marry with somebody to the builder market, they're probably one of the strongest groups.
Well, they already have, several things going for them. I mean, they got obviously the brand, which we talked about, but they also have a great reputation. I mean, they in vinyl, laminate, and wood, their brands are at the top of all the brands that are out there. And their reputation is so good in the market. Their service is so good into that market. And the brand is so strong that they've had, obviously, a lot of people over the last 3 or 4 years come to them, builders, and say, hey, it's a shame that you guys aren't in carpet. Because what's happened is, as this housing bubble's happened, then you've had builders who are really looking to move towards more of what I would call single source of supply. And that's not just for flooring. That's for anything that goes on in the house. And so as they go towards single source and trying to get the house, the cost of the house down, trying to leverage their buying power and so forth, some of, obviously, Armstrong's competitors, some of ours, have gotten into other categories over that same time frame. And it's made it more difficult for them. And so now I think that there's a clear answer in a direction. If you're looking to go as a builder to a single source, you have, as of today, as of last week, we should say, you have a lot of options.
Yeah. Actually, it's an unbelievable alignment, because, as most people will recall, they've been in the business a long time. Armstrong actually did make carpet. And in the mid-'80s, they sold that carpet business to Shaw. And one of the reasons was, carpet goes to the builder market through one channel, and, hard surfaces goes through another channel. And with two companies servicing one brand name with hard and soft, you guys are able to overcome any of those issues. Let's get in some details real quick. I mean, for those that may not know, obviously everything that's being sold to the builder market through this program is going to be in the Armstrong brand name. You're going to sell all the soft, going to sell, and you'll sell through your normal channels, and then Armstrong will sell through their traditional channels, right?
That's correct. I know the press release, because Armstrong developed the press release, and they talked about in the press release about that they would sell through their normal channel of distribution, and we would sell through our normal channel, and they spoke of direct. Well, direct in that terminology doesn't mean direct to the builder,
right,
or direct to the apartment replacement. It means direct to our dealer base.
Yeah.
And
we'll go through
the flooring contractor. So we'll go through our normal channels with the program.
Yeah, okay. So, Jeff, tell me, when does this thing get started? When do you start kicking this off?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm calling you from my cell phone today. I'm on the road. We really sort of started. We launched it, I guess, on the 21st and 2nd of this month, and we obviously have a plan. A lot of thought has gone into it. We have teams of people that are paired up on both the carpet and hard surface side. We have a targeted group of customers and builders that we're looking at, and we have appointments and set up over the next 30 to 60 days. And obviously, we want to hit as many of those targets as possible. We think it's something, again, just based on the research that we did and the people that we talked to prior to the launch. You know, the market is definitely wants this, both on the builder side and our customer side. You know, they want more options. I mean, our customers definitely would like to spread their business around and have other opportunities and alternatives, and this gives them that opportunity. So,
before we run out of time, real quick, I know you've put together like a 7-tiered consumer-centric program that's got the warranties are equal, the price points are similar. I mean, you guys have really done a lot of work to put together a full-blown assortment, right?
Right. Without giving too much away, you're right. We have a 6-tiered program, and the shopping logic is something that we've learned from our Bliss experience. It's a very easy trade-up program. The terminology and so forth is similar in terms of the warranties and things like that as you move from category to category. So if you're selecting carpet for your bedroom and you're selecting wood for your open areas and maybe you're putting vinyl in a utility room or something, the logic and the trade-up story is all the same. So for a female consumer, she'll come into a design center, and it'll make total sense to her, which today is a lot of confusion around that and why certain levels of upgrades, you know, warranties aren't as much as lower levels and things like that. This will be an easy thing for her to shop and get through.
All right, Jeff, and this is perfect timing. I mean, everybody says, well, you know, who cares right now? But, I mean, yeah, I'm going to tell you, that builder market is going to start turning around pretty quickly, and you guys will have just worked through some of the early issues of any new program, and you'll be ramped up and ready to roll.
Yeah, I mean, the timing for us is perfect because, as you mentioned, it's at a very low level, 450,000 single-family homes maybe this year.
Right.
But Kemp, when things are tough, mm-hmm. you know, people do look for more answers. You know,
right.
They say, hey, am I riding the right horse? Do I need to do something different? So there's a lot of people out there right now who really have that question. So they want to know more about this. I mean, it's been no problem getting appointments with people. They're very, you know, in some cases, we've had people call us since the announcement, saying, hey, I've got to see it. I've got to be a part of it.
Right.
And so all that's exciting, which tells you that they're looking for something else that's out there.
Okay. Jeff, well, I appreciate you spending time with us. We are about running out of time. Now, if anybody that is on the builder sector needs more information about it, I know Paul Murfin's heading it up on the Armstrong side. You're heading it up on this side. Is there any website you're building on this? Just
I think they really could call our corporate headquarters if they want to, and we'll certainly put them in contact with the right people in their area.
All right. Fantastic. We've been talking to Jeff Meadows, who is Executive Vice President of Residential for Beaulieu of America, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.